Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
We are back here on air, bringing the energy up a bit, starting things off on a sad note, but now we are going into a triumphant band, a band that can do no wrong, a band that is playing a show this Friday, has released a badass album. It is called The Shifting of Phase World. I've been playing it a bunch here on the show. They were a band of the week one of these weeks. They were actually scheduled to come up. A little bit of a mishap happened, and I had to reschedule, so it's good to have you guys back up here in the show. It's awesome to have you guys on. The Sky Giants, welcome to Loud and Local, my friends.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
You're very welcome. So let's start around the room, and whichever way you'd like, let's introduce yourself and what you do with the Sky Giants.
I am Jesse, and I play bass.
Right on. Hi, Jesse.
I'm Peter, and I play drums and vocals.
Jake, and guitar and vocals.
Right on. Well, welcome up to Loud and Local to a lot of us that may not have really seen you live before or really know the backstory. Let's get a little bit of an origin story for the Sky Giants. Where'd you guys meet? How'd you guys come together? And how long you guys been playing music together?
Sure. So, Peter and I had been playing together for a little while.
Okay.
We were kind of in different bands, and I'd seen him in a band called Umber Sleeping and I Like Science, and I had been playing in another band that shared a practice space with him.
Okay.
And so that's kind of one of the first times that we sort of kind of connected, and I invited him to play drums with a project I was doing called Jesus on the Moon.
Nice.
And did that for a couple of years, played a few shows, and eventually Peter came to me and he's like, I really want to start a rock band. I want to play some really fun, up-tempo rock and roll.
Yeah. Right on. And how long ago was that?
Let's see. Sky Giants, we've been kicking around for what, 3 years now? Two?
It was, or maybe close to 3 years.
Yeah.
In the first year, we had another bass player, John, and we only played a handful of shows with him.
Mm-hmm.
And we were still playing songs from the original demos that I wrote. We hadn't really written much as a band, so it was kind of a project at that point. And John left because we were kind of taking it real easy, like we kind of joked that we were paying rent, band rent, but not playing many shows. So
yeah,
fair
yeah.
enough.
So
yeah,
John took off and
like once a month practice, really
maybe
that's
really
funny.
Slacker.
And then we did a show or two as a two piece with me and you.
Yeah,
and
nice.
It was okay. But people said, man, you could use some bass in there.
Yeah.
We were trying to not have bass. But I had known Jesse for a long time.
Yeah. I guess that story goes back to way back. Peter played a show with me. It was my first band, the Pete Moss Band. And it was, I think, 2003, and my drummer didn't show up.
Yeah.
And he was doing sound at the time, and he overheard, drummer didn't show up for whatever reason. And so he just filled in. We're playing, like, some Metallica songs or something.
Oh, okay, cool.
And so he filled in, and then several years later, full circle, he hit me up and asked me to come down and play. And he sent me four demos, and I learned them, and I didn't want to waste their time. So I just came in and played him the best I could.
And yeah, and he really did. He showed up and he knew the songs.
Yeah,
like, that's
Mr.
really
first
rare.
Take.
That bass player comes in and just like we just played the set and he just played along. So that was pretty cool.
Well, you guys mentioned you wanted to play some just straight up rock and roll, but I would differ to say that this album is not just straight up rock and roll. This is kind of like groovy, progressive, some really deep grooves here. It's just it's a kind of a journey the album is, and I'd say it's a big jump up. And I'm not trying to disparage your last album, but I'd say this album hit me, man. And the album is called The Shifting of Phase World. Tell me a little bit about the process of creating the album, how long it took, where'd you guys go, and how'd you guys just. What was the goal here? Did you guys just want to step it up in the progressive? Were you guys influenced by different styles?
It started.
Where's
with,
it coming from?
When we were two piece, it started because we wanted to have songs that were longer and just more involved, just to keep the listener going.
Yeah.
Live as a two piece. So then when we got Jesse, we just we kind of continued on with that. And Jesse's into a lot of the same things.
Cool.
That we are musically and stuff. So. you know, we just want to make it fun. And all, the other thing is we don't want to sing too much.
Yeah. We're not heavily too instrumental.
We're not tuned to being singers. So as much music as we can, you know, pack it out with. So.
And I think the album, you know, originally we were trying to do like 6 or 7 songs, something like that. And we just kept writing more and more songs, and the songs kept getting longer and longer. You know, like 5-minute songs, 6-minute songs. Eventually, we're writing 7-8-minute long songs.
Yeah. And epic journeys.
Yeah, these sort of these songs that take you on this big long journey. And you know, we were thinking about maybe just doing like seven of them, but we liked the songs so much that we thought it really was a lot of work. Mm-hmm. But we just figured, no, let's just go for it. Let's do all 10 songs. I think it's over an hour's worth of music.
It's a lot of work to listen to it all.
It is. Yeah.
It is a journey for sure.
But it's worth the investment in time.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Thank you.
And so we're going to kind of give a little bit of a preview of this album. We're not going to play the whole thing for you because, you know, there are other bands we got to play tonight. But I do want to play the first 5 songs off this record. It is called The Shifting of Phase World. So you can go out and purchase it yourself, and you can purchase it on Friday. But we're going to be talking about their upcoming shows in just a few moments. Let's let the music speak for itself here. And we got a couple songs here. The first 2 from the album, Technicolor Kaleidoscope and Iota. Can you guys little cue me up? You guys play DJ. What do you want to say?
Sure.
Pretend like you're the DJ.
All right.
Cue it up.
All right. So I'm going to go out of order a little bit. I'm going to talk about Iota first, even though that's the second song.
No problem.
That was kind of the song that kickstarted the whole album, I would say, because that was – I came with a riff, which you'll hear right in the opening, and that sort of kind of, I think, sparked a new direction, and a lot of the songs that followed were kind of in that vein.
Okay.
And that's one of those songs where I had vocals lined up for it, and we decided to make it all instrumental, so it is an all-instrumental tune.
Yeah.
Right. And Kaleidoscope is kind of kicks off the album because it sets the tone of the album pretty well.
Yeah,
it has musically, it has the bits and pieces that are show up later in the album, kind of all packed in a 4.5-minute song.
Yeah,
and lyrically, it kind of it touches on what happens later in the album. It's sort of a theme album.
Ooh, it's a journey. It's the Sky Giants on Loud and Local.
Darkness hides.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Loud and Local here on 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Now, what you're listening to is a band called the Sky Giants. Very, very cool band, and they are in studio now, a three-piece. So good. The album is called The Shifting of Phase World. You can see them live this Friday, right?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the information about where can we can see you, where we can hear these songs live.
It's going to be in Seattle at Tim's Tavern, and April 12th, we're going to be playing
Tim's
with
is cool.
29A. They are an awesome band, Corrosive Company, Snaketopus, and yeah, we'll be there too.
Right on. You know about what time that's going to be, you guys going to be hitting the stage?
I kick it off about 9.
Yeah, I think music's at 9. I think we're headlining, so...
Sweet.
Get in there. Yeah. Definitely come for all the bands.
Grab some beer. Enjoy some local music.
There you go.
And 29A, they're awesome. We played with them once before, and we love playing with them.
Yeah, just really blown away. Totally instrumental band, but really just weird, interesting rhythms. Really loud, fun rock and roll, too.
So I got to get them on the show.
Yes.
Yeah, you should.
Please do.
That's awesome. So you guys are playing that. And then further down the road, you guys are playing some other shows, too?
May 4th. May the 4th be with you.
Yes.
Star Wars themes.
Tacoma at the Valley.
At the Valley. That's where I do sound and book, at the Valley.
Yeah. We're going to be playing with...
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Puke Snake, Ancestors of God, and The Deception.
Cool. So. Right on. So May 4th. And so either catch them in Seattle this week or go to May 4th in Tacoma. Either way, if you're south or north, you can check it out. So would you consider you guys a Tacoma band or a Seattle band or...
Well, we're definitely a Tacoma band first, but we've actually played Seattle just as much.
But you guys are based in Tacoma?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, all three of us are, yeah.
Cool. We try to branch out to Seattle more just because
born
of
there.
Yeah.
I was born there.
Right on. Is there
I was
a
born
sense
in Tacoma,
of,
too.
Is there a sense of pride of being a Tacoma band? Like a little bit more working class, kind of just like, hey, we weren't handed all this fame and stardom.
There definitely is that. I think there's, for a lot of people, there can be kind of a love-hate relationship, you know?
Sure.
Like there's the... stick up for Tacoma, but also like bash on it, but only I can bash on it, you can't.
Exactly.
Sort of idea.
Totally. Yeah. Right on. And so I got to ask you guys, though, this is a question that comes up because I kind of want to know how deep your Northwest roots are. And it's not like a cool question like, hey, show me how much credibility. I'm honestly interested in like what are some of your favorite Northwest bands? They could have been bands that didn't get out more than just locally playing shows or, you know, national touring acts. What are some of your favorite bands that have started here in the Northwest? Let's go around the room.
Yeah, so I'm the transplant, I guess. So
okay.
These two guys are both from Tacoma, mm-hmm. Pacific Northwest. I'm from Michigan originally.
Okay.
And I was a child of the 90s, so back in the
which
90s.
Which means his answer is Nirvana.
Yes. He knows where I'm going with this. Yeah, so I was listening to a lot of Nirvana and Soundgarden.
Of course, yes.
Alice in Chains and all that stuff. So I definitely listened to that. I think right now one of my favorite bands out of the Pacific Northwest, as far as one of the better known ones, is uh-huh. Sleater-Kinney, which is kind of a Riot Girl thing.
Of course, yeah.
And then as far as local stuff goes, we mentioned 29A, another similar instrumental kind of freak out crazy band. Jesse's wearing her shirt, the Kronkman.
Okay.
Played with them last show, and again, just really blown away. Just super strange, weird rhythms.
I like it.
Yeah. Also, really, they're from Bend, Oregon, I think.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's still Northwest. Northwest as far as the United States.
Yeah.
And what about you, Jesse? What are a few of your favorites?
My favorite totally is Moss Generator.
Yes.
I've always loved that band. Anything Tony Reid does is, in my opinion, just gold. So
he is a god.
Yeah.
Locally.
but yeah, Moss Generator, I've been following them since like 2008, and I've pretty much bought every record they've put out, and you know, so definitely my favorite. But I'm a fan of Alice in Chains too.
Of course, yes.
You know, they're Seattle, so
yeah.
Huge fan.
First couple Alice in Chains records
absolutely.
For me.
Yeah. And then like Jake just said, Kronkman, we just played with them in Tacoma, and they are amazing. They had me smiling their entire set, so you know that they're good.
Yeah.
I got to get on this, man. You guys are turning me on to new all kinds. I thought I was the one who knew all about local music. It's awesome. I love this. Yeah.
I think I was rocking out so hard. I think I spilled like half my beer. Yeah. Or something.
Nice. That's a good sign. But you got to go up to him afterwards and be like, "You guys owe me a beer."
Oh yeah, you got to pay me back for that.
Exactly. And how about you, man?
Also, for me around here, I think another group that I liked a lot at the time, and when I go back to, I can still listen to a lot is Grunt Truck. I don't hear a lot of people talking about Grunt Truck, but those two albums are so good. Mm-hmm. For me, long term, as far as classicness, for me it's Metal Church.
I
think Metal Church is
hell yeah.
The most classic thing that I feel. You know, love Metal Church.
Beyond
Metal
the
Church.
Black, so good.
Yeah, Aberdeen Metal. Mm-hmm. Nice, dude. All right, well, lightning round. Let's go quick with this one. I got to ask you, even if it's embarrassing, what was the first album that you actually purchased on your own, whether it be CD, tape, vinyl, the first album you physically bought? Purchased on your own.
Jake's got the most embarrassing.
All right, let's start with Jake.
Yeah, okay. So I was a bit of a kind of a sheltered, you know, Christian kid and
sure,
all that. And,
yeah.
So the one.
Still is.
So the only CD I could get in the house was Collective Soul.
Nice.
And that's what I bought.
I thought you were going to say Stryper.
Oh, yeah. A student just introduced me to them. But nice. No, it wasn't Stryper. It was Collective Soul.
Collective Soul.
Yeah, that was the first
that's
one
hardcore,
I bought.
It's hardcore, dude.
Yeah, very hardcore. Super. Hardcore. Give me a lot of credibility.
Yeah. Brutal. What about you, Jesse?
The first vinyl that I bought, I think the first CD was the first three Metallica albums, for
yes,
sure. That's where I started playing bass. But
not as hardcore as Collective Soul, but
no,
yeah, close.
they don't shred quite as hard, you know.
No, the first vinyl I ever bought that I could remember, and it's just clear as day, is I went on eBay and tried to buy a Jump in the Fire EP Metallica.
Nice.
And when I got it, I thought it was a CD. I didn't have a vinyl player at the time. So when I got it,
he got it from eBay.
I was like, what is this thing? But, you know, my grandparents had a vinyl player, and I used that, and then I bought my own. So
phonograph.
Apparently that vinyl's pretty rare, so I still have it.
There you go. Nice, dude. And you thought it was a CD.
Put it
in the CD player.
I was pretty young, so, you know, I got that. I was like, wait, I thought this was a CD.
And now you're glad.
But, oh, totally, yeah.
I thought my
awesome, awesome vinyl.
I thought my parents' records were calendars. why do we have a Joni Mitchell calendar? Anyways, how about you, man? What was the first thing you purchased?
Well, my mom got me some records when I was late 70s.
Okay.
Fleetwood Mac, stuff like that. But the first thing that I bought with my own money,
mm-hmm.
I was very excited and demanded to be taken to Budget Tapes and Records on 6th Ave in Tacoma, was for Quiet Riot. And I had to have Come On, Feel the Noise.
Yes.
And I didn't have enough money for the whole album on tape. But I got the 7-inch of Come On, Feel the Noise.
Nice.
There you go.
All right, man. Right on. Well, that kind of shows where all you guys are coming musically, I guess. Collective Soul,
Collective
Metallica.
Soul here, yeah, no.
Shows I'm older.
And Quiet Riot. If you mix those together, you get the Sky Giants.
There you go.
You can quote me on that. Sky Giants in studio. They're going to be playing this Friday, and that's at Tim's Tavern. So we're going to be playing a few more songs from them when we come back after the commercial break. We'll have more with them. But here's Shifting of Phase World and Dream Receiver. Anything you guys want to say real quick before we jump into these?
What you got, Jake?
Dream Receiver. That's like the poppiest song on the record.
Yeah.
And that's a Jesse tune over here.
That's the Collective Soul aspect.
It's funny because he's the metalhead, right?
And it's kind of poppy, but
he's writing the catchiest,
best
pop song on the whole record.
Sabbathy section in the end. So
yeah. Nice.
That's Mars Generator till die till I die. And then, I got this song, guys.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Everybody liked it, so there you go. And then Phase World is it's kind of a little bit more psychedelic. But
yeah,
was it written by Marvel Comics strip or something? That's what it's
yeah, me,
about.
Mr. Pink Floyd fan, so yeah.
All right, here it is. It's the Sky Giants on Loud and Local.
Yeah.
and Local with Kevin Deers rolls on 99.9 KISW.
We'll be right back.
like what you hear, you can see them live this Friday at Tim's Tavern in Seattle. The Sky Giants. Welcome back to Loud and Local. It's been a while, guy.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. And you guys are going to be playing that show, and then May 4th in down in Tacoma, as they are a Tacoma band back home.
Yeah.
Back home in Tacoma. So, yeah, man, where can we pick up your record if we can't make it to one of your shows?
We have it online on Bandcamp, theskygiants.bandcamp.com. And then I think it's available on those streaming services like Spotify and iTunes and stuff.
All the stuff.
Yeah, all the stuff.
All that good stuff.
So you can pick it up, and you can probably you can purchase a physical copy through Bandcamp?
You can, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, or digital copy if that's your preference.
Right on, guys. Well, the music has been awesome, and I want to know, what do you guys, what are your big plans for 2019? Just more shows? You guys going to be going in to record some more, or what's the deal?
Well, we're pretty burnt out on recording, but we're already writing more songs.
Oh, my God. That's fact, how it goes with musicians that just can't stop.
Can't stop.
Well, we just found the right chemistry. We got the right people.
That's
and,
awesome.
You know, we enjoy playing together.
We're going to write longer songs this time.
Oh, yeah, with more changes and... and we're actually playing some of those songs live. They aren't recorded yet because we haven't had a chance to record them yet, but we are playing some new tunes that aren't even on the new record yet if you come on and check us out at Tim's.
You guys are wizards.
We
with
are.
The with the instruments.
Oh, this summer. We're going to record an EP this summer. So.
Yeah. What, is it going to be like one probably. Song, yeah, 70
it's
like, minutes
it's
or something?
It's four songs.
I think it's, it'll be three or four songs. About
an hour long.
LP's worth of music.
That's awesome. Right on. Well, I look forward to hearing that. And, well, the floor is yours now to thank anyone or give shout-outs or plugs or anything you'd like to do. So before we go into the last song here by you guys, Sky Giants, the floor is yours.
Sure. So I guess I want to give a shout-out to Jason Frost. Did our video for us. Did an awesome job.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks, Jason.
You're listening. I'd like to thank Mark at Pacific for letting us record the album there. I kind of worked there off and on over the years, but I worked a good deal with him, and we did the album there over a period of like 55 sessions.
Yeah. It was both like night sessions from to midnight. Yeah. We were doing a lot of late night recording sessions.
I was just going to thank Pacific Studios for letting us come down there. Anybody who listens to our music and supports us. I want to thank Peter and Jake for letting me play with them, and my old band, the Pete Moss Band. I told them that I would give them a shout out. So Dane, and Jeff,
are they still playing?
We haven't in a while, but there's been some talks of maybe jamming. So I don't know. We'll see what
happens.
Do it. Sky Giants is keeping me busy. So
and I wanted to say, any good heavy bands out there, hit us up at the Valley. We're doing a lot more shows these days, and it's a good place in Tacoma to play. Hit me up on iBook, and love to have you.
Right on.
Yeah, what?
Sorry?
I was going to say, hit us up. Let's jam. Let's play.
Play some shows. Again, this Friday at Tim's Tavern. Check them out. The Sky Giants. Thanks, guys, for coming up.
Thanks
for
having us.
Solid State. Intro it.
Sure. This song is probably one of the more depressing songs, I think.
Oh, good times.
And it's about fascism.
Oof.
Nice upbeat little tune there. I'm not sure what else to say about it other than that. I think
Jake wrote it.
Yeah.
It's a Jake song.
It is. Right. It's also one of the first songs where I actually, the first time I learned how to yell.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's nice to learn new things and yell some more for us. So here we go. It's the Sky Giants. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Here it is. It's Loud and Local on The Rock. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.